Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just said to Vince a moment ago, and I kind of repeated to Vince what I said to Paul earlier. I had hope, but I had zero faith in the New York Jets. How did you guys feel after the game was over, knowing you needed some help elsewhere?
I mean, you know, Bill said it best in the locker room. You know, we did our job. We can only sit back and see what happened, but, you know, don't put too much into it, depending on somebody else, you know, to do our job. And, I mean, we could have helped ourselves just with one more win earlier this season. So, I mean, we won out 11-5. I mean, great season. A lot of people, you know, after that when Tom went down, they basically signed us off to the devil.
I did.
And was like, you know, it's nowhere in the world this team is going to have a winning record, or there's no way we're going to be looking at playoffs or whatever. And I think a lot of guys rallied from all of that. And I think Castle did a great job of, you know, stepping up to the challenge and led this team to some victories, got better as a player. I think we all have faith in one another in that locker room. I mean, I don't know if there's any other team out there with the injuries we had. And we're not talking about, you know, a second team or third team going down with injury. We're talking about some of the best players in this game today going down, and we had to step up, you know, from Tom to Adelius to Rodney. Tank Williams would have been a big-time factor in our defense this year. I mean, the list go on and on and on. And with that being said, you know, you had a lot of guys in that locker room been fighting all year for their teammates, for their coaches, fighting through injuries, still giving it all they had. It's a tough game. I mean, I'm pretty sure Ty and myself is one of those guys that we fought all year. And I'm like, you know, it wasn't pretty. Our body's never 100%, but, you know, some big time things that, you know, we was going through with a couple of injuries and everything that we had to battle and fight through. But we have a sign in our locker room, and it's in the training room leading out. And it say, don't let what you cannot do affect what you can do. And I think that's how everybody looked at this season. You know, so what we can do, do it. You know, if we can't do it, we understand that. But if you can do something, do it. And I think everybody looked at that sign every day this year and basically fought the whole season. And to come out 11-5 and not be in the playoffs, yeah, it's frustrating because, you know, we put ourselves in that situation and everything. But just to be where we at with the injuries we had and what we've been through, it's amazing. Like I said, a lot of people, you know, mark this down as, okay, last in the division, they're not going to have a chance at the playoffs. But we proved everybody wrong. I mean, Castle proved everybody wrong. So I'm pretty happy the way we finish up. Too bad we're not going forward, but it's something we can build on. We've seen a lot of players emerge into, you know, pretty good football players. And hopefully that's good for the organization. So I'm happy, but at the same time, you know, kind of frustrated. But at the same time, I mean, 11-5 missing the playoffs. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you'll be in the playoff with a record like that. But that just goes to show you our conference this year, our division this year. We had some good football teams.
Except the West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had some good football teams. Talking about the Dolphins. Yeah. That plays some real good football, so had to go off to them.
Ty, nobody down here has complained, and to your credit, I haven't heard anybody down here complain about, oh man, they should change the playoff system. You got San Diego going in at 8-8. We're 11-5, and we're not going. I have heard nobody say that.
No,
but you're looking at it too, and it's like Vince said, there is some frustration there. You're thinking, you know, are the best teams in the AFC going to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, the reality is this past season, it was a very competitive season. I mean, we said all through the year, who was going to be that team? Who was going to be that team? All in while, we were going through our mishaps as a team, injuries and all sorts of things. Same things the other teams have went through in the past. And we're trying to find our identity, too. People are really watching Castle. People are really watching, you know, when Adelius goes down and Rodney goes down. So you know, with all things being said, you do really got to just deal with the cards that's dealt, you know, and the AFC was very competitive this year. You seen it by the moves everybody was making in the offseason, and based off the season we had last year, it seemed to be a priority for a lot of the teams in the AFC East to try to build their team around how to defend the Patriots or beat the Patriots and right around the league, you know, and right around the league. So, you know, that would be my answer to that. And, you know, the cost is dealt. I mean, we determined our own fate, you know, in our division. A lot of things could have been prevented early on, but we can't go back and play those games.
Yep. You guys mentioned, you know, both of you kind of mentioned the one more win.
Just one more.
Was there one that stuck out?
I mean, it's a couple of them stuck out.
You play the what-if game?
I mean, we don't play it, but I'm just saying we could have helped ourselves if it was one more game. If it was one of those five games that we would have won, we wouldn't have this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But in this league, you normally, who wins in December, that's your good football team, which we've done.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, in this case, it's kind of strange because we won in December, and now the games earlier that we played is starting to take effect of what was our outcome. So, I mean, you can win all you want in December, but in a situation like we're in now, I mean, those five games that we lost, I mean, tough ball game. Don't get me wrong. Every team we lost to, they're in the playoffs.
Except
for the Jets.
Yeah.
But they had a winning record. So it's not like we going out to the West Coast and losing some games to some, you know, pretty bad football teams. We didn't do that. The games we won, we needed to win. We won. So we lost to some good football teams. But all it would have took was just one. So lesson learned here. I mean,
so the Jets or the Colts?
Colts.
Which one killed you?
Everyone, you can sit back based off his past comment, you can just say that it goes to show that every game is important.
Yeah.
Pitt got away from us in the second half. They got away from us. We were very
San Diego was just a thrash.
That was, I mean, San Diego, I don't know what we was doing there.
I'm going to tell you, now that everything is past tense, all you can do now is reflect.
Right.
So I'm just going to say, like, you know, you look back at a Miami game, they pulled the wool over our eyes. I mean, that was – you can hand them that win right there. You can hand them that W.
Yep.
Like you said, San Diego, you know, you can hand them that W. They won that game pretty competitively. And then – but you look at, you know, the close games like the Jets I didn't play in the Jets, so I won't comment on them, but even the Colts. I mean, you know, that was a game that – while that game was going on, you just knew that whoever had the last possession was going to win that game, and they ended up with the last possession. So, you know, just reflecting back on it.
And Pitt, first half.
First half was even. The second half, it got away.
Got away because of, you know, bad football, allowing them to score in the red area and turning the ball over. I mean, it got away from us right there. So, I mean, you could reflect back. You could say, you know, this, here, and that, there. But bottom of the line, we didn't win those tough games like we haven't won in the past. We didn't win those games this year. So, I mean, that's something that we will have to get back to doing is playing Patriot football and winning in tough situations, playing great situational football.
Let's talk a little bit about yesterday's game in this regard. You guys play in New England, outdoors. You're used to playing in bad conditions. I mean, in fact, the team is built in many situations to play in bad conditions. Have either of you ever played in conditions like what you faced yesterday, and how did it alter? Because it obviously altered the game plans for the offenses. You know, into the wind, we're not even going to try to throw the football. How did it alter how the game went? And have you ever played in anything like that?
Never. I never played in anything like that. That wind was real strong. I mean, it was
it knocking Vince over?
Oh yeah,
man, it was knocking everybody.
Everybody.
When that wind gusted, everybody took a couple steps back.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know the geographies of how that stadium is positioned, northeast, you know, southwest, and all that. But if you watched the game or if you was at the game, and where the tunnel was, the wind was blowing directly into that tunnel. So when you were I didn't come out for pregame to warm up. I was doing my routine inside. But when I came outside, for the warm-up and the, you know, the pregame warm-ups and stuff like that. I remember walking right out of that tunnel and that gust hitting you right in the face as you inhale. And, man, it just took all your breath. You know, it was like you never – it was like you was drowning or something. You know, you can never really gasp for another breath, man. So it was – it was crazy. I mean, some said it got up to 70. Yeah, and, you know, Paul, you were just saying it was blowing
before
stuff
the game,
everywhere.
Before you guys even got there, I got there to do the radio show here at probably about 8:30. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. It had to be hurricane force winds. There were tents blowing around in the parking lot. Mm. You know the big heated benches that you guys sit in? They were blowing around the field. Like three of them were just like blowing down the field.
Yeah, it was tough.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I've never seen anything like it. It was just destruction. I don't think you guys could have played at 8:30 in the morning. I don't think you could have played the game.
It's very tough. I mean, in the first quarter, I don't even think Buffalo passed the ball.
No, they didn't.
I mean, it was all
and you guys had 10 guys in the box.
Yes, yeah, so, yeah. I mean.
And it was going against that head. Exactly. And I'm talking about. So.
That just goes to show you. I mean, I don't care what quarterback you are. I don't care who you are. In the condition we played yesterday, very tough. Mm. I mean, very tough to throw balls. Because some, you know, it's coming straight towards you. Next thing you know, it veer or it drops. So, I mean, situational football. We had to come down to situational football. They knew what we was going to do. We kind of knew what they was going to do. So, but when we got the win to our backs, we had to try to take advantage of it.
Well, having said that, though, I got to admit now, it's just as a fan watching the game, watching when they were running the football at times, when you knew they were going to run and I knew they were going to run and you had 10 guys in the box and they're still running the football effectively, right. It was a little frustrating.
Right. Yeah. It was. I mean, it was some tackles missed, over-pursuing, guys knocking guys off tackles. And, you know, I put myself right in there, and, you know, before I put anybody else under the bus. I mean, but it could have been better. That definitely could have been better. As you said, the weather conditions minimized what each team was going to do, depending on which way they was going on the field. And you know, like Vincent said, you know, Buffalo was going against that headwind coming out. So you just knew they were going to run, and they weren't going to attempt a pass going in the direction they was going. And you can also tell that even though it was early in the game in the second quarter when they was going with that wind, you knew they was going to attempt a pass at some point, you know. And, you know, but there's a lot of credit, you know, to go to the – I was just thinking of this, and this is a little bit off the subject, but I was just thinking of the game management by the coaches and the coin toss in the beginning of the game and how they let Buffalo go against that headwind to start off with. Mm-hmm. We had it at our back. You know, in the second quarter. I mean, we had it with us in the first quarter. Then we went against it in the second quarter. But we ended up at the end of the game with that win at our backs again. Mm-hmm. And I was just paying attention to that on the sideline. I was like, you know, how smart is that? But those are type of attention to details that Bill and the coaches, they spend a lot of time going over prior to the game.
What was there any conversations that you guys – talk to any of the Buffalo player, like what it was like to actually play? Did you guys kind of, or did you not have any time for that during the course of the game?
No, I mean,
it's just how difficult it was to actually play.
I'll tell
play.
You what, it summed it up on the field goal when Steve.
The one that took the sharp right?
Yeah.
No, not that one. I'm talking about the one Steve.
Oh, right, the one he hit.
And it was straight down the middle, and next thing you know, the wind just took it up and it fell back. And I think it was like a 20 something yarder.
26 yarder, yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Well, the extra point kick just made it over the crossbar.
Barely made it over. Yeah. And I was like, that is unbelievable. So, I mean, that it just goes to show you the type of wins that we had there. And I think as a team, we did a great job of playing in situations like that, being able to get a team one-dimensional, to go back to those guys running the ball. As a defense, we always want to stop the run. And the next thing after that is get a team in one-dimensional, okay? They ran the ball pretty effectively, okay? We knew it was going to come down to they're going to have to throw the ball at some point, all right? So when they got a chance to throw the football, they couldn't. I mean, we had pressure all in his face. He couldn't complete balls. So we basically made that game one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. They ran it very, very successful in the first half. and got a couple runs in the second half. But when it really mattered, when they had to throw the football, they couldn't do it. And that's one thing that we want to do. We want to make a team one-dimensional, because you turn that game in one way. If you want to run the ball, okay, you can't pass it. If you want to pass the ball, we stop and run. But we always want to stop the run. But it didn't work that way. But, you know, we did. Our guys did a great job of, you know, getting pressure, covering those guys up and everything.
And they went and counted when they wanted to run it in or what, you know, in the red area and stuff like that. We did stop it before it got too far out of hand. You know, they had a couple plays where they got some yardage. But all in all, at the end of the day
And a shutout. First shutout.
And to keep that shutout, were either one of you two guys involved in the little altercation at the end of the first half that kind of lingered a little bit?
That was a big-time situation to play.
That was a sensation. I said after that play, I said, I wonder if Bill go look at that, because we always talk about situations.
That was a huge situation.
I wonder where they go under the category of situation.
Did Rosie have his mouth going at the guy or what? Because
I wasn't out there. Only thing I knew, they didn't have any more timeouts with 22 seconds. You know, being on the field goal team, that's a mayday situation where you got to run out, get set. You know, it's about 22 seconds you get all that done. And as I see this clock, it's going and it's going and it's going. And they inside the 5-yard line. And the ball is back probably like at the 15 or something like that. And they're not going to get it all. They're
Rosie always.
Rabes took off up the tunnel. I mean, he wasn't.
Yeah. I was on the field in 4 seconds. I said, "Oh man, let's go in." So I mean, that was huge by Roosevelt.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Rosie.
What did he do though?
I just seen it on film, and Rosie always runs his mouth. No, that's him. That's his part of Rosie. But what I seen on the play was over, and the tackle was right. Rosie had the tight end in his hand. So after the play was over, Rosie kind of just took his hands off the tight end. The tight end kind of still had his hand on his back. Rosie pushed the tackle, and then the tight end started pushing. The center was pushing on James Saunders, and then the tight end started pushing Rosie in the back, and then the altercation kind of kicked off. And before you know it, that's the one time where Rosie running his mouth paid off in a situation. I'm telling you, so that was huge.
Now I heard Matt Cassel say this morning that they had put the quick kick in the night before. They obviously were looking at the weather forecast, knew that there was going to be the possibility. Now the question is, did you guys on defense know what they were going to do, or were you as surprised as everybody else was?
No, I mean, when we was trying to do it, and I think somebody was like, "Is a quick defense get ready because we put a quick kick," and just to see, and Bill said in the pregame, he said, "Look, the referee isn't going to call the ball down until it stops or you stop it. So, as long as it keep rolling, he's not going to call it dead." So, okay, he got a nice punt off, and next thing you know, how
57
yards.
And it probably would have rolled all the way into the parking lot if they had stopped.
57 yards.
I think Dan Orff on the telecast said it would have kept going until it hit the wall.
Probably so.
And judging from what I watched pregame, there's no question it would have kept going. Nothing stopped.
Those guys did a great job of getting down there, understanding, you know, the ball is going to keep rolling and keep it out the end zone.
Don't get your heels clipping that line.
Exactly. They did a great job there. So, once again, situational football. Bill always preach it, and you never know when it's going to kick in. So we had a couple situations that kicked in yesterday for us, and we was on top of them.
That punt by Chris Hansen was
the one into the wind.
Into
that
the
was
wind.
Unbelievable.
That may have been the play of the day.
I would say so. I mean, that head wind.
I thought they were going to have the ball on your 35 or 40-yard line.
I'll tell you guys, from watching, you know, and like I keep mentioning the pregame stuff, because obviously the conditions made us pay a lot more attention to everything you guys were doing before the game than we normally do. He must have kicked 30 or 40 balls that direction. He did not kick one as that.
I recall a situation in the pregame where he kicked the ball, and it went straight in the air.
Yeah.
And I don't know how hard he kicked it or whatever, but it went straight in the air.
And backwards.
And it went straight into the stands.
Right before you guys left, I know you do your whole routine. You do the offensive plays, the shells on both sides of the ball, and you do a punt out of your own end zone. He's right underneath his goalpost.
Yep. Right.
It's like the last thing
that
you guys did.
That was it.
Yeah.
I think that would have been a safety. in the game.
Hey,
he punted it from underneath the goalpost, Dale.
Yeah.
It went straight up,
yep.
went directly to his left,
yep.
and ended up going into the stands yep. at about the 5-yard line. But I don't know yep. where it went out of bounds. It may have gone out of bounds still in the end zone. I think that may yep. have been a safety.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. So for him to punt that ball the way he did, and I mean, if you can just imagine the wind so strong that it'll blow a 300-plus pound man off his feet.
Yeah.
That's how strong that wind was. So, I mean, that was amazing to kick that ball into a spiral the way he did.
You guys aren't used to being done this time of year. You're used to playing on for at least another couple of weeks and sometimes a month or more. I'm going to turn this into the only positive I can give you, is that after a number of seasons of a lot of extra football, you're going to get an opportunity here to get a little more rest than you guys are used to. Is that the positive you can pull out of this, that you guys will be more ready than maybe the last couple of seasons have allowed you to be?
I mean, it all depends on how, you know, people take it upon themselves. Myself, I'm hurting. My body's hurting, and this extra time is going to pay off huge for me with my family and everything. But my main thing is to get rest up, heal up. I mean, get as much rest as possible because next season is right around the corner. Be ready for next season. So that's, like you said, that's the only positive thing that we can look forward to. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So get these bones healed up, ready for another exciting year. So
I don't know. I would much rather be in the playoffs, but due to the circumstances, and unfortunately for me, I won't be able to rest as much as Big Vince will, because I got to get cut on a little bit. But so I'll be up here with the staff doing what I got to do. So it's gonna take away a little time for me. But yeah, I would say so. This is the first time, and
we done in December.
Year.
My pretty sister. Unusual we're around
not,
here,
not,
isn't it?
We're not even in January yet.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I was thinking about on the ride home. It's like, it's not even January now yet.
Yeah.
We're done before New Year's. I never been done football before. Never. In probably in high school, but college, never been done this early. Because my bowl game was always in January.
I was
back in the day when the U could still play bowl games in January.
Every step.
It's okay. It's okay. Because he's right for once. He's right.
Whoa.
But you know, we got a bunch of young guys down there. We should be okay. A bunch of young guys. We had a bunch of true freshmen playing down there. And, you know, one,
had to learn their lessons.
Had to learn their lessons. Plus, they get a full off season under their belt. It's just like a rookie coming here.
Yeah.
So.
Anybody not suspended for that bowl game the other night?
We had.
That's Florida State.
No, Miami
had about five or six.
We had our starting
issues.
Quarterback. He was done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but.
You can't laugh too much with the situation.
Yeah, you got nowhere to go.
He's on mute.
I'm with the Patriots.
I play for the Patriots.
Did you play? Did you guys play in the bowl this year?
Alum.
Hey, it is always a lot of fun for us to spend Mondays with you guys all season long.
I appreciate
the good
it,
and the bad. You were always willing to come through the door and answer the questions, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
I love talking with you guys. I hope we get a chance during the off season to visit again, and if not, we'll see you at training camp. That seems like
you'll
a long way away.
If not.
I'll see you in those Vince Wilfork season tickets right down there at the TD Bank North Garden.
In a few. I'm making my way down there. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's right.
And I'm trying to get myself down to a Bruins games also. So
they'll find a spot for you.
Oh,
don't
worry.
Worry. They'll
don't
get
worry.
You in. Fellas, great to see you. Thank
right,
you very
you
much.
Thanks,
congratulations on the season.
Thank you.
It's Dale and Holly, Paul Perillo in for Michael, Sports Radio, WEEI.